That was guitarist Peter Fletcher playing for us live here in the studio. That was a transcription of the original Ravel Pavane of the Sleeping Beauty, transcribed for guitar from the original piano version of the Mother Goose Suite. Peter Fletcher will be appearing tonight at 7 o'clock at the Wicomico Public Library, Room 1. A rare opportunity to hear Peter live. 7 p.m., classical guitar in the main library, Room 1. The program is free. We're very fortunate to have this free concert with Peter in our public library, Room 1, tonight at 7 p.m. Peter Fletcher, as an accomplished guitarist, he has 2 CDs on the Centaur label and a 3rd one just about to be released, and 4 on Tower Hill. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning, Cara. It's really good to be here.
Great to have you here, Peter Fletcher. He plays like that, and he's very attractive. I will be giggling and tossing my hair quite a bit during this interview. So, Peter, why don't you tell us a bit about...
You're making me blush.
...your background, the resume highlights first.
Okay, well, I hail from Atlanta, Georgia. I studied guitar from first grade. In first grade, my mother got me a baritone ukulele, which I did for a couple years. In third grade, my teacher, John Sutherland, told me that if I started with the classical style, then other styles would come easier. So I started with classical, loved it, and stayed with it. Played competitions all throughout high school. I did my undergrad at the University of Georgia and my master's at the Eastman School of Music. And I've been touring full-time, touring extensively, since 2003 under the auspices of concert artist Philip Trockenbard. My New York debut was 2007, and I've played in the Recital Hall 4 times. The 5th performance will be January 10th.
Tell us what's so special about this CD to you.
Well, this work, the suite in Modo Polonico, it's about a 20-minute work.
That's the Tonsman work.
Right, that's the Tonsman work, I'm sorry, Alexander Tonsman. Alexander Tonsman was born in Poland and moved to Paris, became an expatriate.
Sorry, my sound wasn't up, so you might not have heard that question very well. His new CD is on the Tower Hill label, works by Jean-Philippe Rameau, Robert de Vizet, Jean-Baptiste Bessard, and we're talking a bit now about a work by Alexandre Tonsman.
Right, born in Poland, moved to Paris, and became an expatriate, and was published by a Parisian publisher. This piece, The Suite in Modo Polonico, is a collection. It's about 20 minutes of Polish modes. It was written for Andrzej Segovia and is rarely played today.
I rarely see any work by Tonsman. I knew his name because just about a month ago, we opened a new release by guitarist Izuza Shimizu called Belle Époque, and she had a few short works by Tonsman on that. But it's fascinating to be able to hear this much longer work in its complete form. One of the nice things I noticed about this CD is you have a couple larger works like the Suite in D by Robert de Vizet in its complete form. It's always nice to hear that. Why don't you tell us about your new Centaur release?
Well, I'm very, very excited about that. That will be the music of Edvard Grieg, the Norwegian composer. And this project will be similar to the first two projects I did with Centaur, where I'm basically taking piano music and adapting it, transcribing to classical guitar. I'm doing 2 works by Grieg, 2 of his lyric suites. I'm doing Opus 12 and Opus 68. And Victor Sashi at Centaur and I both agree that this music works very well for classical guitar. Some of the pieces sound like they were almost meant for guitar.
I always like to ask a little bit of behind-the-scenes music business nitty-gritty. What's it like having music on 2 different labels? What's it like working for different labels?
Well, these 2 labels, I don't have an exclusive with either one. Each release is per contract, so I do a new contract with each CD.
And do they tell you what they want, or do you kind of say, this is my idea?
Well, Tower Hill is very open to suggestions, and Tower Hill pretty much says, do what you want to do. Centaur Records is very specific with what they release. Centaur's agenda is to release music that you won't find on major labels. And there's some very rational reasons for this, very good reasons for this. If they did release, let's say...
positioning within the market.
Duplicating. Exactly, yeah. If they did the Emperor Concerto or something, it would just promote the other labels. So they do music that can only be found on their labels. So they try to do unique releases. So, it's usually one composer. They'll do one composer, and then it has to be complete works. Like in the case of Mon Pooh, it was the entire Suite Compostelana and the entire Canzoni Danzas. And with this Grieg release, it will be the two complete lyric suites, Opus 12 and Opus 68.
Now, are any of those? What's on the program tonight, 7 p.m. at the Wicomico Public Library?
Well, I am doing two Grieg pieces. I'm doing two pieces from Opus 12. One is Folk Song, and the other was just entitled Melody, and two very, very beautiful pieces by Edvard Grieg that work perfectly for the guitar. In addition, in the first half, I'm doing the Chaconne by Johann Sebastian Bach from the Partita No. 2 for solo violin. I'm doing a beautiful transcription of Jesu, Joy of Man's Desiring. This transcription was done by Rick Foster and recorded by Christopher Parkening on his Bach album. Also, a piece by Isaac Albéniz, the Spanish composer, Sevilla. The second half, in addition to the Grieg, I'm doing a piece by a Russian composer, Nikita Koshkin. This piece is extraordinary because it was inspired by an American author, Edgar Allan Poe. Oh. The title of the piece is Usher Waltz, and it's based on one of Poe's short story, The Fall of the House of Usher. It's a wonderful, wonderful piece, one of the greatest pieces written today for the guitar, and Nikita Koshkin.
Oh, so that one was actually written for guitar.
It was written for the guitar by a guitarist, I think, in the late 80s. Nikita Koshkin is very easy to get a hold of because he's on Facebook, and we've actually been corresponding. I'm doing some pieces by Villa-Lobos, the Ravel that I played, and the concert is going to culminate with a piece by Carlo Domeniconi. Domeniconi is an Italian guitarist and composer, and this piece is extraordinary and very unusual in that the guitar is tuned to a C-sharp minor chord. Mm. Every string is altered except the high E string, which remains the same.
And that's the kind of challenge that musicians love. Do you do most of your own transcriptions, or you're often taking other people's transcriptions?
Well, for my recordings, usually I do my transcriptions. Jesu, Joy of Man's Desiring was so masterfully done by Rick Foster. He restored the integrity of the melodic bass line, and that could only be done in C major. So I felt like I wanted to use his transcription because it's kind of famous, and the way he did it really brings out the sonorities of classical guitar. But otherwise, yes, to be responsive to your questions, I usually like to do my own transcriptions.
That beautiful music is available tonight at the Wicomico Public Library for free, 7 p.m. tonight, Friday, June 17th, at the Wicomico Public Library, Room 1. Peter Fletcher will be playing all this assortment that he just talked about. For more information, call 410-749-3612 or go to their website, wicomicopubliclibrary.org. Peter, you're often interviewed on public radio stations since we're having our one-day drive. Did you want to speak to that at all?
Yes, I think that public radio is essential to our society. I listen to it almost on a daily basis, especially when I go on tour. I always have it on in my car, and I support several stations throughout the country, and once again, can't say enough about the importance of public radio in our society.
Thank you so much, Peter, for coming and playing live and all the information about your work and your upcoming gig tonight.
Thank you very much. I enjoyed it.